Howdy. Thanks for coming along. This is the Evening Chores Podcast, presented by Adobe Owl Ranch. We're located in the high desert of southeastern Arizona, and the goal of this podcast is to provide some insight and information regarding raising livestock and potentially gardening in the high desert environment we have here, the arid desert type environment, which doesn't get quite as dreadfully hot as, oh, say, Phoenix or the surface of the sun. I hope you enjoy it. Please listen in, subscribe, all that good stuff. Thank you. All right, howdy. Welcome back to Evening Chores. I know it's been a while and I apologize. We've had it's been a combination of a multitude of things. I was sick. Then I had to catch up on all the stuff that I didn't do while I was sick. And I'll be honest, I'm not very prepared for what it is that I'm about to do here, meaning this podcast. So I think I'm just going to do a quick run through of the chores that I'm doing and some of the adjustments that I've made. We've had a few freezes. Might be retaliation for the things that I said. I believe the last podcast I might have mentioned something about not having a whole lot of freezes sometime around in there. So we've had a few freezes and I've done a lot of repairing. So I've got a few things that I haven't gotten fully finished up yet, so I'm using those rubber tubs that seem to be popular with oh so many farmers, including myself. But the only one of those that's currently in place is for my dogs. And I've got the rest of them, I think everything else is automatic waterers are done. I've got pigs here trying to dump feed. So I'm feeding hogs. As a matter of fact, I believe by the time the next podcast comes out, I probably will have had to go back to Wilcox over to Made Right Feeds. I guess I should ask Made Right if they want me to say anything special about them, because I get a lot of feed over there. I still go to my local farm stores here for a lot of stuff, but my feed cost has driven me to the friendly local feed mill. Excuse me. Where I have, which I'm, you know, I'm fortunate. It's about, I think, 80 miles? I'm not actually sure. I guess I could look it up. I have this magical device in my pocket that would probably tell me. Let's see. I want to say it's about 80 miles, though. But I can do a quick search here as I'm talking, and it will tell me exactly as far as road miles go. So what I just saw looked like it must be as the bird flies. It takes, probably an hour and a half for me to get over there. Depends on how I go. There's a couple of different ways that you can take to get there. But the way I generally take, it's even my phone says an hour and a half. And let me push this button so it'll tell me how far. 86 miles by the fastest route. Now I can cut that down a little bit if I was to take a couple of other routes, or I guess one other route in particular instead, but it doesn't even show me that. But I'm pretty lucky to have a feed mill that close, being where I live, considering I'm real close to the border down here, so kind of limits your selection, you know. But I'm lucky to have a place that close, so I go over and I get my feed over there. In fact, right now I'm feeding a barley corn blend. I guess I should probably call them. Boy, I do. I need to call them tomorrow and have them mix me up some hogs, whatever you'd call. Let's see, it's nut starter, it's nut grower, it's nut finisher, it's whatever maintainer it'd be for hogs. I'm going to see if that's any cheaper since I've, or not cheaper, if it's relatively the same price. I know it'll be a little bit more, but I'm considering going to feeders, so, like building some feeders. If you don't follow Jordan Green on, he's a farm builder, that's his Jordan Green farm builder. He's on YouTube as at farm builder or something like that. He does this seriously. He's another Marine. I've probably talked about him before. He does this for real. I can't play around at it, but he does this for real. So he's got, I don't even know how many hogs, but I like to support my fellow Marines, so I went over and bought the plans to his feeder made out of IBC tote and some lumber and a few other things, which I think I'm going to build one about like what he described, and you can actually see if you go to his... He didn't give me anything to do this. Maybe he ought to, huh? For those of you that listen, this is a free service. So, if you go over to his YouTube page, you can see, I think it's a two-part video where he shows kind of building, and then also... Boy, it is dusty here. He also shows... Well, I guess it's kind of two pieces he builds in, and that seems like it made sense to me. I've also got the plans, so, you know, that helps me. And I actually kind of like the do-it-yourself plans folks, you know, guys that are selling the plans to a thing rather than just trying to get you to buy the thing. That's how I got my chicken plucker. Oh, matter of fact, I forgot. I didn't order any chickens yet, but I did order, no, I can't remember. It was either 20 or two dozen. So either 20 or 24 turkeys of different types. They'll be here in July. And honestly, I won't be surprised if I don't get a couple before then, too. Because people kind of like them. You know, they like to see them, so... But those will be Thanksgiving birds, mostly, around here. And also, I got a few, let's see, I want to say two dozen of the ones I got, or one dozen of the ones I got are broad-breasted whatever, which is the birds that you get in the store. And last year, they all came in as broad-breasted whites, but I don't care if they're whites or bronze. And the other 10 are a heritage mix. Well, that might be the wrong word for it. It's heritage, whatever they got left. So, last year I had real good luck with, I want to say, Meyer Hatchery. But this year, I let price kind of overwhelm me a little bit. And the fact that the hatchery that I went with, which I sadly can't remember at the moment, but it's based not far from a few hours, but not that far from where I grew up in Missouri. So I went with that hatchery instead for the turkeys that will be coming, I don't know, the second week of July, something around in there. So they'll be here to be inside during the major part of the monsoon. And then about the time that the monsoon lifts, we'll be putting turkeys out. I think it should work out pretty well. Well, I hope so. Anyway, By then, I should have all kinds of other infrastructure set here in place. Let's see. Last Saturday, that's part of the reason I forgot to record this as I was heading over to get this. I was going to record it and release it just a day late instead of 2 weeks late. Last Saturday, I ran over to, Pierce, Sunsights. It's east of here. And I picked up some more IBC totes. I've got 8 more of these up on the trailer. And I got, obviously, plans for some of them. One of them's apparently going to be a doghouse again. I thought I'd just buy a doghouse, but that kind of got shot down. So one of these is going to get turned into a doghouse cover of sorts for the dog, because, you know, I guess we feel bad for her. And I think I'm probably actually going to turn a couple others into, it'll be turkey brooding. One of them will get cut in half for that. And because I'm going to spread these turkeys out a little bit more. And also for chicken brooding, when I've got the baby chicks here, I'll have them split out too, because I'm actually going to start them real soon. I'm going to go in and maybe either this weekend or next. So I'll have, because I'm starting to run out of chicken, and it doesn't take too long to replenish a freezer full of chicken. I'm planning on doing another hog butchering in the next, probably month. I've got a hog over here that is surely ready to go, and actually bigger than either of the other two that I did recently. So I'm going to have a good amount of pork on hand, although I've got a few events set up that I'm expecting to go through a few pounds of pork, probably like 50 at least pounds, maybe more. And so that's a good thing. So I did my chores as I was talking. I said I was going to talk through that, but I ended up I'd already fed my dogs. My pigs needed to be fed, so I fed them that mixture of grains like I was talking about. I can't remember when my next veggie drop-off is. I think it's the week after next, or I should say the Saturday after this. So this will come out. Well, it's confusing, but I kind of get a kick out of talking about it. So this will come out tomorrow for me, and then the day after that, a week from that, well, that math didn't make any sense at all. Ignore everything I just said. Anyway, about a week after this comes out, you will see I will be going over to get the veggies here, which will be good. Let me make sure this thing is working. I'm setting my heat lamp here to keep my stuff from freezing. I got one pipe that likes to freeze if I don't have a heat lamp on it. I've got a sensor that I can, I'll try 36 today. I had it set way too high because I needed it in a hurry, so I'm going to try putting it in 36. I don't want to get it too close, but I don't want to waste a lot of power either if I can help it. So that'll be a good deal. Checking on a repair job here, and I'm not sure if it's perfect. Good enough, I guess. So I've got it is that cold. It's Arizona, but we got down We never got to the single digits, but we did get down to the teens. Well, I say the teens because I came out one morning and it was 20. And I don't think that's as cold as it got that day or that night. But it's Arizona, so it always seems like it. Well, it's southern Arizona, so it always jumps back up over freezing during the daytime. But that's, as mentioned earlier, I've been doing a lot of pipe repairs. As a matter of fact, I am way behind on my editing because I don't have a computer right now that works, but at some point I'm going to do video editing and I'm going to get my hog butchering video put together, and I'm going to get a video of my big crater that I got here where I'm trying to repair a water line, and then there will be a video at some point of me trenching in a bunch of electric line to get power over to my stable. At one point it was there. It's gotten, I don't even know where, but it's been destroyed at some point. So I'm going to run a power line to my stable, which will let me get lights in three different buildings over here, which will be good. And that'll also let me run power for my air conditioner, which also will be good for my meat room if I ever get that around. So I'm trying to do improvements that not only I would like, but other homestead type folks that move in might like. So whether they use it as a meat cutting room or a, I don't know, big wine cellar makes a difference to me. Although it'd be a long walk for your wine, I guess. But even if it was just like a farm office that you could cool off, I guess that'd be fine enough too. So I'm trying to do stuff that way. And I realize it's been real rambly. So I'll be going over to Wilcox to get my feed in the next week. Probably I'll be using those containers that I said I found. Well, a couple of them at least. And I'll be turning a couple of them into hog feeders using Jordan Green's methods. Also, he had a couple of other ideas for feeders so I'm going to use the big feeder for piglets whenever they hit, because I'm going to be breeding pigs here before too long. And I'm tired of buying those rubber tubs because the pigs are real hard on them. So he had a way that he was bolting down some worn out tires. What with the metal, you know, there's a metal tread part. You don't want to have that where it's exposed, but where it was just the nylon was the only part that was available, or was that you could touch. So you had that bolted down to some big boards as feeders. So I think I'll probably do that because I'm sick of chasing my feeders all over the place too for my breeding hogs, because you can't put them on constant feed or they'll get way too big and you got to take care of their health, you know. So also it costs a lot, I guess, is a secondary thing. But so I'm going to do that, get my feeders all put together, because right now it's a ramshackle around here. I feel bad whenever I have somebody come out and try to help me. Other than that, not a whole lot has changed, other than, well, I've been locking the chickens, left the chickens locked in, you know, with feed and water, of course. I'm trying to just train them to use the nesting boxes again, because they started laying eggs all over the property. And I got this feeling that I was losing a lot of eggs to hogs eating them, so I noticed my egg production had dropped pretty significantly. So now we're back into trying to train them to lay in the nesting boxes. After that, I'm going to build some, this is down the road a bit, this is after a few other projects, but I'm going to build a few other chicken tractors so I can demolish the chicken house that is over near my house, because it's too close to my house. I don't like it that close. And it'll also let me use that space for something else that I kind of have planned. So that's kind of the rambly stuff that's been going on. I was sick and just didn't have time to really record a whole lot. I think I'm better now, so I thought I'd get back to it. Let's see. Yeah, that's enough for now. It's after 11 o'clock at night here, so I'm going to shut her down and go make sure this is worth listening to, or at least tolerable, I guess. And hopefully I'll be able to... This is a pipe dream, but hopefully eventually I'll be able to tell you, oh, I cleaned out in front of my shop. That's the midterm plan for this spring when it gets warmed up a little bit. Because that's a wreck over there. It's terrible. Shouldn't even be allowed to have a mess like that. Anyway, with all that, I appreciate you listening. I'll catch up with you on the flip side, hopefully next Friday. I apologize for missing the last two. And I'd appreciate your contacting me with any questions or anything like that. Thanks for your time. Bye-bye. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I appreciate you listening all the way through like this. And if you would, please share it out. You know, you can go right to the website. You can get the URL there if you're into the RSS sort of a thing. Or you can go to iTunes or Spotify, you know, Amazon Podcast. It's all kinds of places. You know, look at that. I just caught a pig sleeping in the feeder. They're crazy animals. It's a sleepy world here. Anyway, please go to those places, rate, subscribe, share. That helps the reach of the podcast. And, you know, it's nice on my end, I'll be honest, it's a little bit selfish for me, but it's nice to know that I'm not just speaking into the abyss, and somebody's actually listening. So if you want to send a comment, actually, if you want to send a comment that's more individualized, you can send it to eveningchores@gmail.com. And I'll get it that way. I appreciate you listening. Thanks, and good night.